Alex Faust is a guy who calls hockey games for the Kings. He's been doing a lot of play-by-play around the Mountain West. This year, he joins us to talk about a bunch of things on a Monday. Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Well, first of all, guys, thanks for having me on. Second of all, who says the Jets have to lose tonight? Wouldn't it be poetic if they finally Brady goes out and they finally, you know, get a little bit of skin against the Patriots?
I'm not interested in poetry as a Jets fan. These are my last legs, Alex. I'm 50. I've never made a Super Bowl in my lifetime. Namath and the Jets made it before I was born. I can't do this anymore. I need Trevor Lawrence. I need him.
All good. Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Right. The important things of life, my stupid football team. But I know you have some thoughts on Trebek as well, right?
I mean, insofar as, you know, the guy is just a giant in television broadcasting and, you know, especially here in Los Angeles, you know, it's a tragedy. Make no mistake, you know, for someone who impacts that many lives on a daily basis, even if, you know, you may not know it. So it's something that the whole entertainment industry, I think, in LA is certainly feeling this week.
Did you know him?
No, never met the man. Yeah. And for the 3+ years that I lived here in LA, probably, you know, maybe one regret, I guess. But no, never met the man. And other than what I'm guessing you're alluding to here.
Yeah.
You know, really haven't had any involvement otherwise.
So, yeah, I mean, if people are searching, they're like, hey, who's going to be the next host of Jeopardy? Like, your name is one of the first names that come up. Did you know about this in terms of, did Trebek, is this a joke? What is this, a bad wiki entry? What is this?
It's one of those weird things, you know. So he was doing an interview last summer. And essentially, basically was asked, okay, well, you know, who you want to succeed you? And he's like, yeah, you know, that guy from the Kings does a good job, and this other person from CNN does a good job. And all of a sudden, TMZ rolls out with a story that Alex Trebek picks successor.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, sure, I think that was my first welcome to LA moment.
No, oh, wow. Okay. All right. Like, what would you do if they called you? Like, I don't even know what the process is to be becoming a big time game show host.
It's got to be a little bit different than trying to climb the ladder in the play by play world. I'll say that.
Sure. Well, we're big game show fans. So, man, if you ever got that opportunity, that'd be freaking really cool. And Alex Faust, new host of Jeopardy. I don't know. Maybe we're rooting for you. I hope you get a call.
Well, I appreciate that, guys.
So tell us so far for the Mountain West Conference in terms of football, what have you called? I know you did the Cannon game between UNLV and Reno, and you did the last week's Nevada game as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, and boy, that Nevada team looks good. They got a good quarterback, and they got a stud receiver in Romeo Dubs. I think the big question mark for them was, could they hold teams on defense? And so far, so good. I mean, it's an interesting race atop the Mountain West. I got Boise and Colorado State this week. And, you know, I think right now you're looking at Nevada and you're looking at their opponents here, but, you know, potentially, and Boise's not one of them. And that's a huge bullet dodge, all things considered. But just a word on UNLV too. Yeah, obviously brand new coaching staff and everything there, but I like what they're putting in. I mean, it's going to take a little while to kind of rebuild that program on the fly, but, I like the approach that they're taking too.
How much have you dived into prep for Boise with the quarterback situation?
Boy, yeah, you know what? I was doing that all today and looking into that and first of all, you know, maybe they're a little bit lucky to be at the 2-1 in the Mountain West right now, given the quarterback situation. And who knows if Bachmeier is still going to go. And I was watching Friday night when, you know, the other guy gets knocked out, Jack Sears. Like, you're down to your third, your fourth string. Like, what is going on here? But, that's the big question. BYU came in. It was a top 25 game, right? And, they spanked them. Is that indicative of, you know, further problems given the quarterback situation at Boise? Or is it just a one-off and, you know, they'll get back on track? I mean, they've won 10 straight conference games dating back to last year. And obviously they play super well at home. That's a bit of a gut punch for that program that's not used to losing at home.